Good morning, church. Well, we are here this morning. We are alive. And as it says in the book of Hebrews, let us boldly come before the throne. That's what we're going to do here this morning. We're not going to come timidly, but we can stand boldly before the throne room of God. So let's open up in prayer and let's get there. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And that we have the breath of life in us here once again. And that, Father, we have made a conscious decision to be here. And, Father, we know that you're going to reward that. So, Father, now as we have songs to sing, to praise you, to glorify you, to lift up the name of Jesus, and we come to you now in spirit and in truth, we thank you once again for just meeting us here. In Jesus' name, amen. Find that in Isaiah 51:11.
What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all
You know, there can be a lot of talk about revival, but there is one thing that hinders revival. If there is no obedience to God, there is no revival. It means we're in rebellion. One thing that I have found when you read through the Bible is God speaks, so we need to listen, and then we have a choice to obey. And sometimes people just ignore God offhand and don't obey Him. But sometimes they hear Him, but still don't do what He wants us to do. But the key for Him to move successfully in our life and us as a church is to listen and obey.
Amen. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. The Savior born in me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and low. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Go and share some of that joy about being in heaven with each other this morning.
Shouting victory, there's song of sweetest praise dripped back from heaven's shore. And I can't be let home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy.
Hallelujah.
You know, if we took a poll right now, I'm sure that 100% of you did not come in happy this morning and full of joy. And this is what this song is about. When you don't feel like singing, something's bothering you, whatever it happens to be, nevertheless, to put it behind you, to press into God, and to offer a sacrifice. That's what it costs you something.
Amen.
A sacrifice of praise. Let's sing this one more time.
We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house.
You will find that in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, if you want to read about it later on.
Well, I was dead in sin, but now I'm saved by grace. When the rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word. I'm not gonna stop till everyone has heard. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. Well, Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. Just worship Him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours. 'Cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, He gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. That's what makes me whole. He will set you free. If you are blind, He can make you see. Devil, take notice, you'd better turn and run. 'Cause in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. That's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. That's what makes me whole.
Hallelujah.
Seems that you pray till your strength is all gone, and your tears fall like raindrops all the day long. Jesus cares and he knows just how much you can bear. He'll speak your name to someone in prayer. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you. Round you gather in the midst of a storm. Is your ship tossed and battered, or are you weary and worn? Don't lose hope, someone's praying for you this very day. And peace be still, it's already on the way. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, someone is praying for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Find that in Psalm 40:17. Says nothing can for sin atone. It's nothing that we can offer to God. We have to accept His sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Nothing of good that I have done. Nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
There's one.
This is going to be our final song today. We're going to start off, we're end it with kind of a fast song today. Our mission or our vision is we got a mansion over the hilltop.
A happy song.
We got all kinds of good things to look forward to. I mean, we got good stuff happening here on earth, but we got something to look forward to in heaven.
Satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that's silver lined. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder nevermore wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. Though often tempted, tormented and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow a stone. And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely, I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city, I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday the streets that are pure as gold.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. The Lord has a word for me to give today, and I'm very nervous. He hasn't used me in a long time since Antelope. And I'm very thrilled. He's given us a beautiful message. And Pastor John spoke that we should use our gifts. And now the Lord's going to use me if I can talk. So bear with me. Anyway, God gave this word yesterday while in prayer with Satiris and said, speak it to the congregation Sunday. And his plan is to show mercy on America. And he gave me Isaiah 14:5-6. And this was the confirmation also. God showed that the wicked and the rulers would lose their power, and what was good for yesterday is good for today and always. And in verse 5 it says, the Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. And that is going to go. And that's an answer to prayer from this church and every church. And in verse 6, he smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke. He that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and none hindereth. And to me, this means that God blocked Satan from building his kingdom, and no one can interfere with God's plan. No one. In his perfect timing, everything will happen that's in the word. And we just thank you, Father God, for loving this rebellious nation. We thank you for helping us to pray. We thank you for helping us to repent and change our wicked ways. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Lord. You told us in your word, O Lord, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And Lord, we thank you that you mean what you say in your word. Thank you, Father, that you expect for us to repent. Hallelujah. And turn from our wicked ways. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you. Oh, also it says on Isaiah 55, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous his thoughts. And return up unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon them, and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon them. For my ways are not your ways, neither my thoughts your thoughts. Hallelujah. For as the heaven is above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise your holy name. For as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but it waters the earth, that it may bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word that shall proceed out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, said the Lord of hosts. And Lord, we thank you for your word, O Lord. Your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you, Lord. Thy word will I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. Praise your holy name. And Lord, we thank you today for, Lord, for your Holy Spirit having his way, for moving in the midst of us, for touching each and every one of us, and turn our weak points into strength, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let us stay focused upon the Lord. Let us lean unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And we want to thank you. And as it says on John 15:1, it says that I am the true vine, and you are the branches. And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch that doesn't bear fruit, he will take away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges. He purges it that it may bear much more fruit. And we want to thank you, Lord. Let us be, O Lord, like the branch. For the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. Neither can we except to abide in him. Oh, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, and praise you, Lord God, that we cannot do it on our own. But we need to stay close to the vine. And we bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory. A mighty victory in this body of believers. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we love you. We adore you. We bow down before you, Lord. We exalt you, O Lord, above the heavens, and thy glory is above all the earth. We excited, Lord, to be in the house of the Lord. We excited to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good to us. He saved us soul. He made us whole. God is so good to us. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, that we are excited to be in the house of the Lord. We are excited to sing praises unto thy name, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. To serve you with gladness and come into your presence with singing and enter your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. And declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. And we praise you, Father. And Lord, we pray today as we are about to receive this offering. O Lord, put it in our heart, O Lord, to give to the work of the Lord, to give with gladness. For God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you may have all sufficiency, always, in all things. It may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you for answering our prayers, O Lord, and providing for the church the needs that it had. And we thank you, Lord, that you are going to provide more and more, exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, that we are, Lord, oh, we are excited, O Lord, excited to serve you, excited to give to the work of the Lord, excited to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. For God is so good. He's so good to us. And Lord, we pray now for the pastor as he's going to bring that message to us, that you give him the anointing, you give him the power, you give him the freedom to preach, the clarity of mind, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. I pray, O Lord, that you anoint every testimony giver today. We pray in the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified with our testimonies, with the preaching of the word, with the songs that we sing unto you. Lord, let your name be glorified. Let your name be lifted up. And we want to thank you today for a day of victory, for a day of celebration, and a day of excitement. And we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Good morning again. Now, it has come to my attention that there are certain birthdays in the congregation this past month. I had a Russian bird whisper in my ear this morning that it was his birthday. So you know who you were. Come on up.
Hi,
It's always good to have a birthday, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, he's not alone. There are more birthdays. You know who you are. So come on up. Be named and come up voluntarily.
Wow, three.
Well, Joe, what a surprise. Congratulations.
But I have duties.
And we have one more birthday that actually took place last month in December. But unfortunately, she couldn't be here, and she was a little preoccupied with the little bundle. Katerina, come on up. It is always nice to be able to, you know, acknowledge our birthdays because God has given us another year here on this earth. And so, these are our birthdays this month and last month.
That's personal service, a song for each individual. Okay. I want to read something that I think was the key, or very, very strong information that we got last Sunday's sermon. And if I can find it, it's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And it says, it's in verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Anyway, verse 7, I think that was very key, that we need to understand that. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. That's the Holy Spirit. And Pastor John said it, it's not like it was 30 years ago. The power has been diminished already in the hearts of people out there. And I like to use this illustration, you know, when God is speaking to you through the Holy Spirit, you know, he might say something and tell you to do something. Or he might compel you to be born again. And then the next time you don't, if you don't respond, then the next time he might compel you. And then the next time he might compel you. You understand? It gets quieter. And then it doesn't, then there's no more compelling. So I think anyway, I really, that's what struck me. With that message. And then also, I want to read this, and you heard it time and time again, but it never gets old. And It's one of my favorite scriptures, and I think it's worth repeating time and time again. And that is Psalm 92, verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. That's a promise that we can wrap our mind around, you know, that we can proclaim, that we can believe in, that we can practice. Those that be fishing on Sunday, or those that decided to take a motorcycle ride on Sunday. Oh no, that's not what it says, does it? Those that be planted in the house of the Lord. That means, what does it mean to be planted? To be rooted in it. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall, anybody know what the next word is? Flourish. That, what does that mean? That means abundance of rain, abundance in the mind of a sound mind, abundance in the heart, abundance in your walk with God, abundance in your finances, abundance in your home, abundance in your life, period. That's the way I read it. Those that shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. So I'm not there yet, but I plan to be bringing forth some fruit when I get there. Lots of fruit. They shall be fat and flourishing. That doesn't mean you got to be fat and flourishing, but you know what I mean? It means you're going to have abundance. Okay? To show that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. And I like that, the last line, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Because you hear all over the world and all the time people saying, how can God let that happen? How can God let that happen to those people in Haiti? You know, how can God let that happen to that person? Well, it says here, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Everything that happens that God allows, God is righteous over the situation. So, anyway, I wanted to bring that scripture again, and I'm sure I'll bring it again. And I plan to plant. I've already planted, and I plan to do some more planting. In more ways than one, and I'm actually going to plant some food in the ground too. And I'm expecting it to bring forth fruit. So, and I'm expecting you guys to eat some of it later. Okay. All right, Satiris.
God is good, huh? Let us praise the Lord today. Hallelujah. Let us praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is so good. He's so good to us. And you have experienced that sometimes you go somewhere to do certain thing, and it doesn't work that way. God turns it around, and you, instead of doing this particular thing, you do something else. And this happening with me a few times has happened already. And this is what my testimony is. I went to the flea market Friday morning, and I had some to see. I wanted to see somebody there and sell some extra stuff that I had. So as I went there, I could not find that man. He moved somewhere else and so on and so forth. But instead I found a family that Mexican people, that they were opening a store, and that was their first day they were preparing to open that store. So I asked them about this man, if they knew. He says, yeah, he moved a little further down and so on and so forth. So we started talking. I did not know what was going to happen. But we started talking about business, what products he sells, what products he can use, and so on and so forth. And this is when, what our conversation was in the beginning. Then I was meditating in my heart. I said, how are these people going to make it? From what I found out, the wife was Catholic. The husband was tending to be a Christian, but he did not make up his mind yet. So I was seeking the Lord, asking him what shall I say and so on. And one of the things that I mentioned, although that did not make too much sense to them, do you guys pray? It's important that you pray and make God your priority, I said. Let him be the one that will guide your steps and the God that will provide for your needs and the one that will bless you. So they were listening. The next thing I said, do you want to get to know God in a more special way, in a more intimate way? They agreed. They said, yes. If I show you the way to do it, would you do it? They said, yes. So I tried to gather them all together. And one of the girls were outside. And I tell the other girl, why don't you bring your sister in? So when they all were in, I gathered them in one circle. We didn't hold hands or anything, but we started after we gathered together, I said I would like to, first of all, I'd like to pray with you, that you will have that intimacy with the Lord, that the Lord is going to bless your business and is going to provide for your business, and he's going to do a lot of great things for you. So they all agreed. Do you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior and have him in your heart and repent for your sins? And they all said yes. So we prayed and they all gave their heart to Christ. I prayed then after for the business. I prayed for the wife was sick. I prayed for her health. And it ended in a nice way. And the people seemed to be joyous. They started shining and so on. And I left rejoicing from there. And I tend to follow up and bring somebody that speaks Spanish. And as a matter of fact, the prayer that I prayed in Spanish, and they understood every word that they said, in other words, and every word that I said. So I praise God for that opportunity that God sending me for a certain purpose, although I did not know what I was going there for. The other thing that happened to me, I was couple of weeks ago, I was in Sonoma. And I went to pick up some merchandise there. And so there is a store there in the corner of Napa Road and 8th Street. It's a deli and a market. So again, there I went with a purpose to do business with them. I was able to sell them one particular product, but then the son says, well, come next week and you can speak with my mother. So as soon as I went there, man, the lady was there happy to see me. And you see how God works. He gives you favor with people. And this is what he gave me. And she sat with me and we started talking about business and stuff. And I never knew that I would lead that woman to Christ. And so after we spoke and we were talking about business, and then we're talking about the things that are going on in the world and so on and so forth. And at one time she says, well, there's so many things going wrong in this world, and I don't see any solution to that. So then she gave me an open door to speak to her, and I told her, I said, well, there is one that has a solution. Who is that? She says. I said, Jesus. And then she agreed. Yes, he says, you're right. And so then after that we started talking about the Lord. She said an experience that she had one time with the Lord that He was manifested in her life in a mighty way. And at the end I said, now, would you like to make sure that you're going to go to heaven? She said, yes. Would you like to pray the prayer? Are you, because she told me she was Catholic also, I said, are you very sentimental about Catholic Church and the things of the Catholic Church? She says, no, I'm not. Okay. And so gladly she gave her heart to Christ. And it was wonderful to see how. And I told her about Vasilia. I said, we have someone that comes to our church every Sunday. And he lives around you. What's his name? So she was wondering who that, maybe she knew him. So I told her his name, but she did not know him. But maybe Vasily one day will go and visit her. So it was a wonderful thing that how you go for something else and God has you do something different. And I praise God for that, that He blessed me. Amen.
Okay, Monica.
Well, I went down to Santa Rosa yesterday to see my daughter and her family. And so in the course of the day, as it was going on, I spoke to Dylan, Rachel's husband, about praying for Jethro, my little grandson. I've been wanting to do that for a long time, ever since he was born, but never had an opportunity. And so I felt like I had to get, you know, the parents' approval in order to do that. And because I explained to them, you know, that, well, you know, when he was coming home from the hospital, that he was probably carrying home some unwanted spirits that they didn't want in the home. And I said to the parents, you know, that they too probably had some hanging around them that they didn't want either. So they agreed to pray, and so we went into the bedroom, and I prayed for little Jethro. And I prayed in Jesus' name and threw out any and all evil spirits there is in him, the sickness and the infirmity and the spirit of death and everything else that was in there. So that was really great. I was so happy to be able to pray God. And then I prayed God's protection over him from now on. And then I prayed for Rachel and I prayed for Dylan. I asked them if I could pray for them too, and so I did. And Dylan works at the hospital, and so he's pretty much constantly in contact with, you know, a lot of spirits floating around there. So I prayed for the both of them that, you know, nothing would harm them, but that, you know, any spirits would be going to prison and stay there. So I talked to Dylan a little bit about the spirit world, and he understands a little bit about it. And I told him that you need to ask for God's protection when you go to work every day and every time you leave your work, so that you don't carry anything home that you shouldn't. And so I was really, really happy that I was able to do that and to pray for the family, and I praise his holy name.
Amen. Okay, Michael.
I have a fabulous praise report for myself, and that is that God's given me a heart to repent. I really feel like I'm repenting about a lot of things in my life, and in repenting, God's starting to make a lot of changes in my heart and how I feel. And it's all I can do to contain myself. I'm praising God today mightily. I'm doing this lesson from 2005 that John spoke on who are you? And so I really am beginning to find out who I really am. And what's happening is in this lesson there is a mountain of scripture. And this scripture, for me to grasp and get a hold of the scripture, I have to write the scripture down, because I've had a block somewhere along in my life that if I don't get to write it down, I don't retain it. And so what I'm doing is I'm retaining this scripture now that I'm writing down. And God's moving on me in so much different ways that he's revealing so much to me. And so when I finished writing the scripture down in this lesson that I have on who are you, I got to James. In the last chapter 5, verse 16 through 19. And I just want to read that scripture. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Well, man, that's amazing. That's God answering prayer, speaking with Elijah. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain. Well, that's kind of like what's going on right now here in America and California. People are standing up. They're starting to have faith. They're starting to believe that, hey, God is going to deal with it. He's going to take care of it, and he's going to answer prayers. And the heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. Well, we're going to be planting this summer. We need a lot of water. Okay. Brethren, if any of you err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Sorry. I'm excited about prayer. I'm excited about this church. I'm excited about God. And my agenda is to praise God and to live for Him and to not be moved. Thank you.
Okay, you know who this stool is for. Natalia.
All that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to children of men, for he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near to the gates of death.
I can feel
the presence of Jesus. I can sense his touch so divine. As he sits enthroned in his praises, how his love fills this new heart of mine. I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense his touch so divine. As he sits enthroned in his praises, how his love fills this new heart of mine. I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense his touch so divine. As he sits enthroned in his praises, how his love fills this new heart of mine.
Amen. As you might notice, Natalia's a little nervous because this is the first time in 4 years her mama is here to listen to her. Praise God. That's a miracle in itself. I do want to make a small correction with Charles. That was not the last song. And maybe 98% didn't come to sing, but 2% did. One was Natalia, and one is Grandpa. Since it's my birthday, I want to give praise and glory to my Heavenly Father with a song. A little nervous, huh? I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Amen. It sounds much better in the shower, of course. I also like to take the opportunity to Lois, who's been pushing me or suggesting me to come out here, and I want to thank my wife and Natalia for pushing me up here to sing. If you like that, then come back next year on my next year's birthday. I have another short testimony. 2 weeks ago, we had this big plan to go to Fresno to a wedding. So Friday at work, I make it a point to try to talk to my wife on the phone once a day, because I travel so far away from home that it's, you know, makes good sense because of my safety and so forth. Anyway, I was talking to my wife, I guess around 11 o'clock or so, and I just couldn't help. My heart was crying, and my wife says, "Why are you crying?" I said, "I don't know why am I crying." So the whole day was that way. I was very sad and crying in my heart. So then next morning we left early to go to Fresno, and we arrived there safely, thank God, and reunited with Billy, Nick, and Catherine, our daughter-in-law, excuse me. And so we had a wonderful time. And then next morning, the bride is kind of a close friend of ours. So we chose to go to the bride's house early in the morning. And the Holy Spirit told me it's a good time to have Natalia's testimony, because, you know, since she knows Natalia and we know her very, very well, and, you know, give her the blessings. But all those married people, as you know, men dress up quickly. It's the wives that take a long time. So we were a little bit late, matter of fact, very late. So we must have got to the bride's house about 10 minutes to 9, and they were kind of finishing up in this house where the bride's house was. Must have been about 60 people, with a minister from Redding, from San Francisco, and all the friends and relatives of the bride were at that house. And of course, at the other house is where the groom and his friends and relatives. So I was kind of a little bit disappointed, says that Natalia missed the opportunity. So 9 o'clock came, and everybody's looking at their clock, and they says, "Where is the groom?" This is one of those situations where the groom is late. So they asked if anyone else would say something, since, you know, we have time now and they're late. So the bride's grandmother said something, and then another person. Then the door of opportunity came up that I called Natalia over, and I raised my hand. I says, "Yes, Natalia has something, you know." And so she said a verse, and then she sang for the bride this song, which you could drop a pin, you could hear it hit the carpet. That's how quiet everybody was, because normally children are not allowed to speak in the Russian church. But she sang, "I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense his touch so divine as he sits enthroned in his praises. How his love fills the new heart of mine." And this is a blessing, especially for the lovely young bride. So that was wonderful. And then as we, she stepped to the back where the ladies are. And for some reason, I went there too. And then the sad news came to me that my brother passed away. So I kind of said to my wife, "Why are you telling me this now?" I says, "This is a joyful moment." But I guess in a way I'm glad it was after Natalia's singing and praising and testimony was over. So that was a shock. I mean, we were expecting, but, you know, it's never, never welcomed. I mean, you always want to delay, you know, of someone leaving. Matter of fact, I learned that Vasily took a flight, which is wrong because I'm here. It was my brother that passed away, so I just want to straighten that out. So, and I have one more short testimony. You know, these times are hard, and a lot of people are, you know, out of work, laid off. So one family was, the husband was telling his wife, he says, you know, we don't have any more money to buy food, pay for the rent and groceries. And so this little boy, who was a good Christian, overheard this, and he decided to stand up and write a letter to his Heavenly Father, his God. And so he wrote in that letter, says, Dear God, he says, you know, my father's unemployed, my mother's very ill, my sister broke her arm, and we have no money for groceries. So he mails this, and he says, please send me $100. So he mails this letter to God in heaven, and of course his return address, and puts a stamp on it and sends it off. And as you know, it all unacclaimed mail ends up in Washington, D.C., you know, so they could decipher it and find the proper destination to deliver it to. So as the person who works there opened the letter, and he read this letter, and he was moved by this five-year-old child that wrote a letter and asking for some money. So he felt bad, and he put $5 in there and mailed this letter to that boy. So as the boy, you know, opened the envelope and he sees $5 there, and he decides to write another letter to God, and he says, Dear God, he says, don't send the letter via Washington, D.C., because they have intentions of collecting 95% of the money. Amen.
Okay. You know, I want to say, Vasily, when you were singing that song, what came to me is, for reasons like that, you have many, many more birthdays on this earth. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, a service, a church service, has evolved into actually four different services. We have a praise and worship, we take our offering, and then we have a testimony time, which is when the church is preaching. And then we have prayer time, and a lot of people in churches say, you know, well, let's get it over with, you know, after a short prayer, you know, and short this and that, you know, we can get out. But I think that the prayer time is also getting more and more precious. And I want to share with you today some answered prayers. It is absolutely fantastic. Now, I usually open up my email Sunday morning to make sure that I get the latest scoop, so to say, from people around the world. And we got an email come in here from Gina in Germany. And it came in, I was just going to turn everything off when I heard a little pling. And I said, I wonder what that is. And I found this email. And let me give the background here, because I think this is fantastic. Gina lives in Germany, and Raymond, that's her husband, it was from East Germany. And so before the Berlin Wall fell, 1989, Raymond lived in East Germany, raised in an East German communist state. His parents were Christians. He was a Christian. He refused to go along with a communist. And so that's where he was raised. After the wall fell, for some reason, Gina went to East Germany, met Raymond, and they decided to get married, and they bought a condo. And then after some time, he couldn't find any work in East Germany, even if it had become now part of West Germany. So they moved to Western Germany, close to the French border, French-Belgian border. And for about 4 years, we have been praying for this condo that they are dragging because they had to make payments on it, and they really were in financial straits. So let me read this letter that just came in this morning. Raymond has been the owner of a condo in former East Germany. He had bought this short after Germany was reunited during a period of time when many took advantage of the simple-mindedness of the people from East Germany and made them sign contracts which were beneficial to them. This condo has been an enormous financial burden to us ever since we married. Since after our marriage, we moved to live in the western part of Germany, which is my home. We had planned to sell this condo, but this never worked out. We were trying this since the year 2002, but nobody ever wanted to buy it, all through the nice condo. This is due to the fact that people are moving away from the eastern part of Germany in droves because they find no jobs there. Too many condos of the same kind are for sale there, and so every month we have to pay as it were twice a rent, one for our where we live now and one for the part in East Germany. For a period of time, we have found an old lady who rented a condo, and so we had a little relief, but she died 1.5 years ago, and everything was back to the enormous financial burden. The rest we could have to pay to get rid of this debt would have been around 50,000 euros, which would be about $80,000. And the last condo we heard of that was sold in the same block of houses had been sold for 9,900 euros. So the natural everything looked pretty impossible and hopeless. We have been praying for a solution for years, and now God has done a great miracle. In October last year, a man called us and told us he was interested in buying this condo for his elderly parents. They could move and live near his home. He was willing to pay 35,000 euros for the condo. This in itself is a miracle, since, as I mentioned before, other condos of the same kind as block available for around 10,000 euros. So we agreed, thinking that we would be able to give the 35,000 to the bank and pay the rest of it in small payments. But the bank did not agree. They only wanted to give their assent to the deal if we would pay the rest of completely all at once. This is a special bank which only gives loans connected to condos. So the condo would have been sold, Raymond would no longer fulfill the requirement to get a loan there, since he could no longer be the owner of the condo. Since we did not have that money, Raymond tried to get a loan at another bank, but in a few days, various banks given him a negative report. So it looked like the whole deal would go down the drain, and we again would be sitting on our $50,000 euro debt. The bank with the financing condo was in no way willing to cooperate. They told us that the sale had to be canceled if we were not able to pay. So we had an emergency prayer, and we took authority over the forces who wanted to drag us back into this bad situation and claim freedom from being fleeced by godless powers. The next day, one bank offers a loan covering the needed money so at least we didn't have to cancel the whole deal and could go on to operate it the way we had planned from the beginning. But somehow we felt that God had more in store for us. So we wrote a bold letter to the bank, the one which had financed the condo. To make a long story short, they miraculously agreed to pass on a big part of our debt and only take 6,000 euros and close the case forever. It is no problem for us now to pay these 6,000 euros. It's about $10,000. Because we got the loan for the other bank, we can give back the rest. And so of a $50,000 debt, or 50,000 euro debt, month ago, there is only left 6,000 euro now. To God be all the glory. As she wrote this, she said, I have many more testimonies that are forthcoming, but this year is a great praise of the Lord. First of all, God healed Gina. You remember we prayed for her healing, and God healed her, and now he's taking care of this financial need, which means that they don't have to carry that burden. The German website is large. I have been on it several times. I'm amazed. Now, we do not have this on our website, but they have a what they call a forum where actually will be like a people write in, and you have like a chat room that Raymond has created, and they have people from all over Germany and other places that speak German, Switzerland and Austria, writing and asking questions, putting in things, and the work is just increasing, so eventually it will just go over where they can't handle it. They have to have help. So God has been good, as we have known this couple for about 4 years, and it started in a total mess. And God has healed, not only healed Gina, he's healed their marriage, blessed them financially, and that's what we really want to see happen everywhere. I want to take the opportunity and brag upon God today. I think we cannot brag enough. And this story goes back about a year. About a year ago, we used to have a white drum set sitting over here. And it was a cheap drum set we bought years ago. And it just sat there, you know, it looked ugly. And so a man in the congregation came to me and said, I tell you what, I'm going to buy a new drum set. Now, being an engineer, not always moving in the Holy Ghost, I felt, you know, we don't have a drummer. Why in the world do we need to buy this? Let's put the money someplace where we need it. The man said, no, I'm going to buy a drum set. I said, well, your money, you know, whatever. That's how much, you know, I thought about it at that time. So this drum set we got sitting over here now is not something bought in a store. He had met a person that makes drums. He's a drum master. He takes everything from scratch and just builds it, tunes it. It's an art. So here came the drum set. And then the man said, well, I want to have, you know, bells, whistles, I want to have everything. And I thought, you know, well, that's nice, but, you know, who's going to play this? Now, catch this. God knew that he had a drummer. The drummer was coming. But what we need to do is that God spoke to this man and simply said, prepare the way. Here was a set. Once the set was there, guess who came next? The drummer. And when he first started out, you know, he was not that great because he had played different type of music and had not played for many years. And some people said, you know, well, you know, what do we get him up? You know, we need to have him getting better. And we said, no, we let him practice on us. Did you hear the drummer today? Amen. Did you hear him drum today? He's getting better and better. Praise God, Javier. Amen. And you know, while I'm sitting up, I can see he also sings. He doesn't have a microphone, but he sings. And so what I want to share with you is simply this. God is willing to give us miracles. If we are willing to work and think with him, to have miracles. And you know, just probably 6 months ago, we had Yuri, Joanne, and Charles, and a lonely tambourine in the back. And you know, we thought, you know, it's going to go like this forever. But suddenly, you know, we got an organist, keyboard player, a bass guitar player, we got a drummer, And they got a little singer that is coming up. This church is growing. And God's doing some great things. So I really feel that prayer time is not something that we should just breeze through, you know. Oh, let's just get it over with, you know. Hurry up. Prayer time is when the church slows down. We are talking to our Heavenly Father. We are standing in the throne room. And hears us. We're going to be praying today for Thomas Burns plastering. He's putting in a bid Monday. It's a large bid. And we're going to pray. We have prayed for large product to come in. And we're going to pray that this bid is going to be accepted as is. Now I got some more praise reports for you here. Can you take some more praise reports? Now this is from Patty Sims. Remember, we prayed for Patty week after week. Pray for her. Well, a huge praise report from New York and the Sims family. Patty received the result of blood tests done on her, and the results were great. And she got relief. She thought she had cancer. Going out, lights going out, and she didn't have any cancer. Never had any cancer. See, the devil is lying. So she was just beside herself, and she was talking to my wife, either Friday or Saturday. God's in the process of healing her, and now is the time to praise the Lord for the final healing with a new thyroid gland for her. So you're going to be praising God for that. And then another praise report. This is kind of we got another praise report here. Last week, I tried to control the prayer time. Because I noticed that, you know, we don't want to have a 22-minute long prayer on one thing. And we like to keep it short, but, you know, give ample time to pray. So I've given about the oil prices to somebody else. Well, Michael Burns feels that he is in charge of pounding down the oil prices. So he did a little swap here behind my back. And he swapped out this receipt, or actually the pre-request for oil, and gave his to somebody else. Well, Michael Burns, you're doing pretty good. Let me tell you this. Just about a week and a half ago, oil was over $82 a barrel and rising. But guess what? Praise the Lord. Then we started praising a long time ago about the oil prices. This week, the Lord has been pushing them down, and Friday oil closed at $72.89. That's about a $10 drop. Now we want to see it in the 60s. Right? We do not know what speed God wants when it comes to pressing the price down. So let us just keep praising God that in His time, these prices will continue to fall. And if you notice now, some of the stations reluctantly are lowering their prices. They're crying all the way from the pump. But they are coming down. So I'll let you go for this again today. All right. He's an oil man. We haven't got to that yet. I forgot to write about the weather, so let's just say it's about the weather. We had a prayer here by Karen Leach, and she prayed that God will simply not give it in one shot, but space it out. Right now, reservoirs are at about 33% in California. 33%. We need them up. We are going to have rain this week, so let's praise God for that. And we have been promised a whopper coming in Friday or Saturday this coming weekend. So let's praise God for that. All right. Let's talk about money. A great thank you to all of you who helped us last week with our finances. We can give you this great praise report that all ministry expenses were paid, including a final rent check of $2,000 for the month of January. You had to pray that. The only need that was not met was my salary. But let us pray that God will handle that for his people this coming week. So it's my turn to dance on this side of the Red Sea right now. See, I got the Red Sea in front of me. The Egyptians are in the back called creditors or people, you know, that are asking for my money. I got mounted on both sides. So we need to pray for this. I would say we're also going to pray for the Stanley family as they continue their journey across the nation to join us here in Sacramento. I was wrong last week. They went up to Boston to pick up one of their daughters to bring her down to D.C., and now they should be on the road back here to Sacramento. Actually, to Sacramento. I haven't been there yet. Like this week, as I worked out in the gym, let me just read this to you. I have an old pastor friend by the name of Gary Dasman, who works out at the same gym I do. Gary is 72 years old, retired from the ministry with bad shoulders and a knee operation. He's praising God but does not have the prayer support since he has no church rallying around him. And I would like to pray for his healing and for his finances. And it was sad to see him. He's a great guy, been a great preacher. And he left the ministry, retired, and he is also, prior to getting into the ministry, he was actually a gym operator, and he taught people how to work out. And to see this man struggle, had his knees operated on, shoulders, he's just sitting there, and he's in pain. So I simply said, I tell you what, Gary, we will pray for you Sunday. And then we got this prayer request in from Jane Burns. Please pray for my oldest brother, Randy, who has a weak heart and needs to have a pacemaker and defibrillator to assist his heart in functioning, as he has only 20% of heart functioning. Now, what state is he in? State of Washington. So we're going to pray for him here today. So those of you who'd like to help us to pray, come on up here. And we're going to be praying up a storm here today.
Father God, I thank you for all the wonderful praise reports that we heard here today, Lord. And I want to thank you for selling that condo for Raymond and Gina, Lord. And we just want to praise your name for that. We thank you, Father God, that that burden's been lifted. And then also, Lord, we thank you for supplying that extra $6,000 too. That would be totally behind them and over and done with, Lord. And we recognize that that's a miracle. When everything else on the block is selling for $10,000, you sold it for $35,000. So we want to just say thank you and give you praise for that, Lord. We know that there is nothing that cannot be done in your name. And I thank you for that, Father God. And Lord, I'm also expecting a piece of property to come through. And I'm fully anticipating that. And I'm thanking you in advance for that to take place. The bank will submit to your will, and we will go forth doing what you want for us to do with your property, Lord. So we praise your name for that. And we just thank you also, Father, for the work that's being done by Gina and Raymond on the German website. And we ask your blessing upon that website, that it's going to be fruitful and bring many souls to Jesus, Lord. The bottom line is, where will these German-speaking people spend eternity? And through that website and getting the knowledge of the Word and the gospel story, they can spend it with you. So we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for your blessing upon it. And also an extra special blessing upon them for the work that they're putting in your vineyard, Lord. And we thank you that that fruit will abound. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, I just thank you for the way you're working in this church. You're working in each and every heart, and how you are answering our prayers. We praise you, God, and we thank you for the way that you are taking care of business in heaven on this earth. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you just praising you and thanking you for suppressing the oil prices in America and throughout the world. And Lord, I know you have great things to come as far as these prices of oil, because you are in charge. Lord God, you are the one that put it here on this earth, and it needs to be used wisely. And dear God, I like to back this situation up with your word. Psalms 35, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after our soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise our hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid a net in a pit, for without cause they have digged for our soul. Psalms 35, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Dear God, I thank you, and I praise you, and I ask you, God, to bind every demon and demonic force up, that, and the people that are in charge of driving these prices up, Lord God. I ask you, God, to bind them demons. Cast them demons to the ground. Make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you from my heart, from my soul, my spirit, Lord God, that what you're doing in this church, we give you all the praise and honor and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to lift up the Stanley family who are forging to the West Coast to join us here in Sacramento. And I want to pray that all the demonic forces will be bound, gagged, removed out of their way, so that they don't bring any obstructions to their vehicle or their transportation or to their health. And we just want to praise you, worship you, and glorify you in Jesus' name in advance. Amen.
Father, we bring before you this man, Gary Desmond, who is a retired pastor, and he loves you greatly, but has no prayer support group around him right now. We pray for his healing. We know that he's in a lot of pain in his knee. He's had to have surgery, and in his arms too, I believe. And so, Father, we just ask for healing. We know that it is not too late in his life for him to be healed. We ask for you to touch Gary and heal his body in Jesus' name.
Father, I thank you for your word that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that includes our physical needs, our financial needs, the needs of our body, whether they be healing of the body, of the soul, the spirit. I also thank you for your word that says a curse causeless does not come. Amen. And so, Father, I just lift up to you this request for healing for Randy Burns, who has heart problems and has a pacemaker that's not working. And I thank you, Father, that there is the practice of medicine out there. There's hospitals and there's doctors and there's nurses out there who can minister to the needs of people. But you are the ultimate healer. And I thank you for your revelation that heart disease, cardiovascular disease, does have a spiritual root. And I ask that you would reveal it to Randy, what that root is. Now, I believe that root is fear, stress, and anxiety. So, and I'm sure that there's more. But, Father, I ask right now that you would speak to Randy and that you would show him what he needs to take care of so that that curse in his life that is contributing to the cardiovascular disease would be removed in Jesus' name. And I just speak peace and peace over him right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you that you answer prayers, Lord. As we prayed about, O Lord, the finances to increase, you did, O Lord. And we ask you again this week, O Lord. We all come in agreement, all in one accord, to bless for you, Lord, to bless the finances of this church. And we want to thank you, Lord, for providing exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. You are, Lord, our source. You are the provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs. And we stand upon your word today, O Lord, that this week will be, O Lord, another blessed week in finances. And we thank you and praise you, Father, because you are a shepherd and we shall not want. And we bless you. We thank you, Father. And as we seek you, Lord, you said in your word, he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. And Lord, we seek you very diligently, that, Lord, you supply every need. We pray especially for the pastor's salary, that he will pay it in full without back pays. Everything will become up to date. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that every need will be met, and it will be extra. It will be an abundance. And we thank you and praise you because we have a rich Heavenly Father. He owns the cattle upon the thousand hills. The silver and the gold is his, and he has given us the heathen for our inheritance. And thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need in this body and every individual that has a need today. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that need will be met. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, we got some fantastic news when it comes to the Sims family, and specifically with Patty. And it must be a hard thing when you're under a mental attack of just in fear and thinking the worst is happening within your body. And then it feels like such a relief when we can have tests that show us that the fears were nothing. And so, Father, we thank you for the positive tests that she had. And Father, we just continue to thank you for the healing, complete healing that we have not seen yet manifested, but will come. And Father, we heard the prayer requests that have gone out months and months ago have been answered, and they're just mere seconds and minutes for you, but much longer for us. And so, Father, we don't know what your timeline is for Patty, but we do thank you that you are touching her and healing her, and that you are restoring her body, and that she will be giving us a testimony at some point in the future that she has been fully healed and restored. And so, Father, we thank you for that. Father, I also lift up their situation when it comes to the education of Noah John. You know their situation. You've already provided a solution to it, and they have yet to discover it. And so, Father, when it comes to that, that this is education is very, very important. Because we know that it says to train up a child in the way that he should go. And then when he is old, he will not depart from it. And so, Father, the foundation that we set with our children is what will carry them out into adulthood. And so, Father, you have a perfect, perfect solution for them when it comes to that. And I ask that you would just reveal that to them when it comes to that. That we will hear a praise report about that too. We thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the weather. We thank you for meeting the need. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the rainstorm, the whopper of a rainstorm that's going to be coming this weekend. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the weather. Thank you for the rain, even though some of us might have had to work in it. Thank you so much, God, for meeting our needs for the water. We thank you that you are with us every day, that you keep us safe in the rainstorms, Heavenly Father. We thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for supplying all of our needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Thomas Burns Plastering to you right now. Father God, as Thomas is going to present that bid tomorrow, officially, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to remove all hindrances. And Father God, we know this. If there's a job for them, no one else could have it. If you don't want them to work on it, they can't get it. But Father God, we thank you that they need work right now. And Lord, we thank you that this will be one of these great jobs that they will land. And Father God will refill their bank accounts. And Father God provides salaries and work for his workforce, Father God, as they have families to feed. And Lord, they have children, Father God, that depends upon a dad brings home a paycheck. So we thank you right now, Father God, not only your blessing Thomas, Lord, but a blessing that go all the way to all the people working in this organization. They all will be blessed. At the same time, we know that the people that they're working for will get a superb job on their building. And we thank you, Father God, that in time we will have a praise report here. We can shout and say, he got it. And we thank you for that right now. And Lord, I praise you and thank you right now for all the prayers that have been spoken here. They're on the altar. They will be answered. And we praise you for that. And also, Father God, we thank you that you're giving Torbjörn Johansson relief in Sweden. Father God, Charles prayed for him last week. And we thank you, Lord, there has been some relief. And we thank you, Father God, that there will be a complete healing that someday will manifest. We will have a report from Torbjörn Johansson. And this we ask and praise you for now, in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed shouted, amen. Amen. Praise God. You may all be seated.
Hatred toward my parents so I could be free, you know, the devil stuff, you know.
Okay. Are you willing to pray with me?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, just pray with me now. Okay. My Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you right now.
I come to you right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
For having had resentment.
For having resentment.
And anger.
And anger.
To a mother and father.
And bitter and hatred toward my mother and father.
I am sorry.
I'm sorry.
I repent of this.
I repent of this.
Give me the strength.
Give me the strength, please.
To give this up right now.
To give this up right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And fill me with your love.
And fill me with your love.
That I'll be able to love my dad.
And I'll be able to love my dad.
And love my mom.
And love my mom.
Because they love me.
Because they love me.
And I really want to love them.
And I really want to love them.
And I thank you for hearing my prayer right now.
And I thank you for hearing my prayer right now. And thank you for bringing me here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we command these spirits right now to loose Lisa. In the name of Jesus, loose her right now. You foul spirit of hate and anger and murder, get out of her right now.
Bitter and hatred.
Bitterness, hatred,
every one of you.
And violence.
We command to be gone right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for your Holy Ghost coming down upon us right now from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. And that you begin a healing of her soul and a healing of this family, Father. And we give you great praise now for this. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Okay. Look at your dad. Give him a hug. You may be seated.